Morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and we welcome you back today. Yesterday we were talking about this pastor, Danny Davis, prophet Danny Davis, he says. And we had gotten to, I had read you the letters that he had sent me along with his little packet of No Evil Oil. And I had started reading you at the very end there where I'd opened up the second letter that he sends to you, and it's got the little prayer cloth in it. I'll start there again, and we'll just go from there. In the letter, in the second letter, he says, hello, friend. Enclosed in this letter is your favorite prayer cloth of many colors. In the book of Genesis, the scripture tells us that Joseph was given a coat of many colors. He found favor with his father, and throughout his life, promotion kept coming to him because the spirit of favor rested upon him. Finally, by the time Joseph was 30 years old, God had made him the second richest man on the earth. Hold the favor prayer cloth in your hand right now. It has been prayed over so that God will make it a magnet that continually draws favor into your life. I'm talking about two kinds of favor. First of all, favor with God. Secondly, favor with man. Now take the prayer cloth right now and follow these simple steps. Write your name on the prayer cloth. If you have any holy anointing oil, touch the prayer cloth with it. Place the prayer cloth in your wallet or checkbook and keep it there throughout the remainder of the year for 2012 as a magnet to draw favor into your life. Lastly, determine to prove God with a favor seed of either $20.12 for breakthrough favor in 2012 or give $40.24 for double portion miracle favor in this year of 2012. The Lord will show you which amount to give. Simply mail your gift to me along with this letter in the enclosed return envelope. Use the back of this letter to personally talk to me. When I hear back from you, I will be sending you the three favor prophecies for the year of 2012. Follow the four steps and write back quickly. I need to hear from you this week if you want me to send you the three favor prophecy packet. Peace and love. Peace and love, brother. That's what it sounds like. Old hippie talk. Peace, man. Peace and love, Pastor Danny Davis. I'm sorry I get a little giddy there, but you know, it's just stupid. You're supposed to send him with the other letter. And you know why he wants you to wait 3 days to open this other letter, didn't you? He didn't want you to find out he's going to ask for another $20 or $40. The first letter says get a $20 bill or a check, or a $40 bill, two twenties or a check, or four tens or whatever, and send them to him. Now, when you open up this next one with the little prayer cloth, he's telling you to do all these things, and then, whoa, lastly, send me more money. I find it extremely amazing, folks, that people will fall for that. It's so blatantly phony, it's so blatantly false, and it's so blatantly demonic that of what he's doing. They're taking portions of the scripture and turning them into money-making gizmos is what they're doing. There's a brochure that comes in your package, your little envelope, little trifold brochure. Pretty amazing. On the front, it says anointing with no evil oil, and it's got a picture of this Danny Davis guy, who I'm guaranteeing you now, folks, I'm not joking you. The man looks like a shyster. He still wears a mullet from the 1980s, short hair on the tops and the sides with it real long in the back, dressed up in a suit with cufflink shirt sleeves and all, you know, I mean, really decked out to the nines. And but the look, it's just, you got to see it. Actually, there's going to be a picture of the brochure and some information about this on the Forgotten Word website, www.forgottenword.org. That'll be coming up in the next couple days or so. So maybe even done by the time you hear this program. But Here's what the front of the brochure says. Anointing with no evil oil, Pastor Danny Davis. Power to break witchcraft spirits. Rebuke the poverty devil. I didn't know there was a poverty devil. I guess he's separate from the regular devil. Anoint for protection. Anoint for healing. Put the circle of power around your family. That's on the front cover. Then you open it up. Says at the high top, I will allow no evil to come nigh thy dwelling. Psalm 91:10. And then he says, throughout the years I've been giving blood of Jesus oil to my prayer partners all over the world. As you obey the word of God and move in the spirit, you'll find that the demons are subject unto you in Jesus' name. This oil has rested on our altar of prayer here at the Little Chapel of Miracles. It is anointed, appointed, and commissioned to drive the devil right out of your body, or right out of your life, excuse me. Anoint with this oil bodily for the following breakthroughs. And it goes on to talk about the witchcraft spirits, the anoint for protection, the rebuke the poverty devil, put the circle of power around your family, and anoint for healing. And, you know, just I don't know. I just don't get it, you know. People will fall for it. They'll just fall for it, and they'll fall for it, and they'll keep falling for it. On the back, it's got some testimonies. Of course, you don't know who these people really are, so there's no way to check them out, naturally. And I've yet to find testimonies from most of these people that you could check out if you wanted to. It says, for 4 years, I have been on dialysis. After anointing with the no evil oil, I'm starting to pass water again. Thank you for the oil. It really works. Brother Fleming from Tacoma, Washington. You know, if that truly is true, then praise the Lord and hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Why is there not if Brother Fleming really wrote that, Brother Fleming should authorize to have his name and his phone number there so people can call him. Or at least an address where they can write him and talk to him about it. Because that's a miracle of the Lord if it truly happened. It's a wonderful thing. But of course, no way to do that. Another one says, my knee has been hurting me. When I received the oil, I rubbed my knee with the oil and it stopped hurting instantly. Thank you, Brother Jackson, Memphis, Tennessee. Again, Brother Jackson. If I send a letter to Brother Jackson, Memphis, Tennessee, it's going to come back to me, folks. You know, there's no way to talk to none of these people to even praise God with them if that's what truly happened, you know. No way to do it. Another one says, the last one says, after anointing a patient of mine who had a blood clot with the oil, his blood pressure went down and his breathing returned to normal. The next day, he was a different person, and they discharged him to go home. Amen. Well, that's from Nurse Keys in Wilmington, Delaware. That'd be wonderful. That happened, wouldn't it? It would. So why are they hiding? I mean, let's be honest. If that truly happened, praise the Lord. Let's let people know about it. Let's know who these people are so we can verify it and praise the Lord. Spread it out. Spread it on, you know. But then he goes on to say, dear prayer partner, please keep this ministry in your prayers. We are continuing to find new avenues to get the gospel out to people around the world. Your continued support of this ministry is much appreciated. God bless you as you go with the Lord, Pastor Danny Davis. You know, he's been around a long time, Danny Davis has. 30 years or something preaching the gospel or whatever it was he said. I don't know, 30 years, 40 years. But he claims, here's what he claims anyway, that in 1952, when his mother was pregnant with him, she felt bad because she couldn't give an offering to church or something she was at. And she felt bad about it because she didn't have any money. And, she felt bad. And she went home and was, you know, telling the Lord, I guess, I feel bad I couldn't, donate. Well, then she, that night, had a dream from the Lord. The Lord visited her, and she was pregnant, by the way. I should have told you that at the beginning. She was pregnant when this happened. And she had a dream about from the Lord that said that this little boy was going to be born. and that he was going to be used of God, and she, that he wanted to her to name him Daniel, and that's what he did. And so, like, you know, the story of Samson, you know, he was preordained, and his mom knew about it before he was even born. And that's how he claims things started. If that's true, that's a wonderful thing, too. But for the love of God himself, why turn yourself into a stinking snake oil salesman instead of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's, did you see, did you hear, and I read you everything he sent me, did you hear anything in there about salvation? Nothing. I don't think I found a thing in there about salvation. Doesn't say anything about salvation. All it talks about is how you can get health and wealth. You can run the devil off and you can get money, you know, and that kind of thing. But nothing about salvation. Amazing. And the man doesn't know me. He wasn't even sure he spelled my name right according to his own letter. Hey, Bob, did I spell your name right? Does it start with a B and what's it end with? I think I got it right. Check it for me, would you? I mean, you know, come on, folks. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Using a form letter to tell us it's private and personal. Well, you know, not very private. It certainly wasn't very personal. I didn't get anything out of it except what it really is, and that's that it's garbage. But like I say, this is nothing new. These techniques are right out of Bob Tilton and a couple other guys out there that's been doing this for years. Absolutely doing it for years. They've been sending out this oil and different items. Do Marilyn Hickey does the same thing, and you know, that's just what they do. You know, they send out these oils and they claim this over them and that over them, and you're supposed to believe that it's true. And it's just like his little prayer cloth. You're supposed to put some oil on it, and you're supposed to put it in your wallet and carry it around with you, or put it in your checkbook. I mean, come on, folks. That's not how the gospel is. That's not how the Lord works. There's nothing in the Bible tells anything like this. These guys take a piece of scripture, you know, a scripture out of the Bible, and they use it and say this is what's going to happen. You know, it's sad how they distort and contort the Bible for their own good. It's just sad. And these guys claim that they got a special revelation from God. Just amazes me, continues to amaze me. And I want you people to understand that these people are real. This Danny Davis, look him up. Look up Pastor Danny Davis. Look up Calvary Church in 29 Palms, California. You know, they're out there and they're sickening. But they're out there, and they're using you, and they're using you to on your greed. That's what they're after. They know that their people are hurting, and people are always looking for the get rich quick scheme. People are always looking for, you know, if I go to the gambling boat and spend $10, I can make $100. It don't work that way. You spend $100, you made $10. What happens? And that's what happens with these guys too. I just asked for a little packet of oil, and within 3 days time, if I would do what he told me, I would have spent $40 to $80 in 3 days time to this guy. And he wants to work with me for, you know, 4 to 6 months. Let me work with you for 5 or 6 months. We must partner up for your success, breakthrough physically and financially. In 3 days, I would have spent $20 to $40. What kind of money would I have spent in 5 to 6 months, huh? Beware, Danny Davis, folks. Gotta go. God bless you. See you tomorrow. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that, and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 6230. God bless you.